Day 110 of hashtag 365. And something mad happened the other day that I forgot to mention. I went to a presentation, did like a Q&A with a colleague and friend of mine, Kerry. Hello, Kerry, if you're listening. And she actually played a clip of hashtag 365 to the audience. And it was super weird. It was weird hearing this being played like out there in the world. Do you know what I mean? Which is strange for me to say, I know, because, you know, I've been like a radio presenter for half my life. And, you know, broadcasting is kind of what I do. That's kind of like the whole thing, right? But I guess there's something kind of, I don't know, it's something so personal about podcasts, isn't it? It was kind of weird hearing it out loud. I don't think I've ever listened to it out loud. I've only ever listened to it in my ears. Do you know what I mean? It was quite a surreal experience. It wasn't a bad experience at all. It was just super weird. And hopefully, you know, even remotely inspiring to the people that listen to it. Big up to my mate Dan as well. I was chatting to my mate Dan. Apparently he's lost a stone. A stone since the start of the year. And by his own admission, he's fallen off the wagon a couple of times, but then he's got back onto the podcast and started listening again and got back on it all. And how cool is that? People literally are like shedding weight, and they're doing so in such a healthy, productive manner. And that's so cool. It's actually got me thinking about maybe another project to do when this is finished, which I've not decided yet, so I don't want to say any more about it. But it could be really good. Oh, I don't know whether I should... No, I'm not going to. I don't want to jinx it for myself. But once hashtag 365 is all over, and I've done it, and it's worked, and it's a proven concept, because you guys are the guinea pigs, you know, the ones listening right now, in 2019. If you're listening to this in, like, 2030 or something, it's long established by now. But if you're listening in 2019... you're the guinea pigs, really, so apologies for that. I suppose, you know, I did say from the start that there was no guarantees. But it's all been working. And if, you know, once it's a proven concept at the end of the year and we can see that it works, and it works with no chemicals and no specific diet plans and no worries and, you know, no craziness and no confusion, I think the next step will be to think about how to roll it out to other people.